This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A new report from the Citizens Research Council of Michigan warns that the state is facing a new fiscally turbulent period after years of economic rebound. The CRC says a variety of factors will mean tough choices for policymakers in order to balance Michigan's budget in future years. Eric Lufer is the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Gordon. I'm pleased to be able to join you again.
Can you spell out for us in just broad details before we get into the nitty-gritty, how big a problem is Michigan facing in terms of its state budget in the near future?
So Michigan has a $56 billion total budget, but much of that is set aside for school funding or set aside for road funding, a number of other things. And that leaves a discretionary fund, what's called the general fund, of $10 billion. That funds community health, corrections, higher education, human services, the state police, the apparatus that exists in Lansing, a number of different things, state revenue sharing. And our report documents $2 billion, so about one-fifth of that total pie that is going to be set aside for different things over the coming years and really put a strain on the ability for the state to maintain those things that I just listed going forward.
One of the things you say early in your report is that the legislature has kicked many spending decisions down the road. If you can list a couple, what would they be?
So again, knowing these budget pressures are coming, the choice is to make up the money when they decided to create these business tax credits and the personal property tax reimbursement and the highway funding, all these types of things. There was some assumption that the existing taxes would grow at a pace sufficient to make up for them and there would not be rising tide raises all boats type of thing. That hasn't happened. The economy, national economy, hasn't gone gangbusters, nor has the Michigan economy. So the choices going forward, maybe new taxes are necessary to make up that revenue that you assumed was going to happen organically. Failing to do that, you're going to have to make some cuts. There's a number of ways this plays out. It's not a win-win situation for everyone with the way the economy's gone and these budget pressures that are ahead of our state.
So there are certain areas of spending that the state legislature really cannot touch. As you mentioned, there are certain parts of the budget which are discretionary, others which are not. But you also tell us that the hands of lawmakers are tied somewhat because of something called earmarking, caps on the sales tax rate, and then automatic rate cuts. So how do these things prevent lawmakers from perhaps bringing in more revenue that might be used to address a budget crisis down the road?
So over the years, services that are near and dear to the hearts of citizens and the legislators that represent us have gotten what we call earmarks, or it's a dedication of funds. So the sales tax is a perfect example that most of the sales tax money that comes in goes to the school aid fund. Another portion goes to state revenue sharing, constitutional set aside for local governments. And that leaves only a very small portion of it that comes into the general fund for discretionary funding. One response might be to increase the sales tax by one penny for a dollar of purchase. But what happens then is you put more money into the school aid fund, you send more money to local governments, and there's very little benefit for the general fund as a result of that. Could we increase the gas tax to come up with more money? Well, you would fund the roads, and maybe that frees up some money that you would not be taking out of the general fund, but it doesn't fix, it doesn't directly fix the problem of insufficient funds to do everything that we have been doing to fund the general fund.
The state also has a number of outstanding tax credits that might be claimed by businesses. How uncertain is that picture right now for the state, and how difficult does that make planning if you are someone in the legislature or working in the governor's budget office when you're trying to prepare a spending plan for Michigan's future.
So as I understand it, they put in some working with the businesses that have these tax credits outstanding to create a little bit of certainty, a little bit of planning opportunity to know when they're going to become, but inherent in giving these tax credits is a fair level of uncertainty. What these are about, you recall, 2001 through 2012 or so, Michigan was going through a pretty miserable time. The rest of the nation recovered from the 2001 economic recession. Michigan never really did, and we were losing businesses, losing manufacturing jobs. Things were not going so well. And part of the effort to offset the declining economic conditions was the provision of tax credits against the corporate business tax, called the Michigan business tax. When Governor Snyder came in, they changed the tax from the MBT to a corporate income tax, similar to what other states have. But those businesses that had these tax credits continue to file their taxes under the MBT, and they can continue to do so until these credits are claimed. Now, as a business, you're going to wait until it is most advantageous to you to offset the tax burden that you would have to pay, or similarly, the conditions have to be right that you've hired and maintained so many jobs before you can claim these credits. So there's not great certainty that you can look at the budget office and say, well, here's the number of credits and here's when they come due. There are some things beyond your control that are going to affect when businesses decide it's time to claim those credits.
And when they do, that will mean additional pressures on the state budget.
Yeah, it is projected, again, not with 100% certainty, but projected that in the coming years, it is in excess of $600 million a year that will not be coming into the state because of these tax credits. And that directly affects the general fund.
Eric, as I read your report, I guess my takeaway is that Michigan is in for some tough times, even if the economy continues to grow at a healthy rate. The real concern, I suppose, would be if there is some sort of a downturn, if there's a recession. Is Michigan well prepared right now if there would be some sort of an economic slowdown?
Gordon, I don't think the question is if there's going to be a slowdown. I think the question is when there's going to be a slowdown. We are now 8 years removed from the end of the last recession, which was a very deep recession. And 8 years is an incredibly long time between economic downturns when you look at history and sort of how the cycle plays out from one recession to the next.
So we're almost overdue to have some sort of an economic downturn.
Well, economists might say we are overdue.
Yeah.
So your question is, are we prepared for it? Well, we have, to the credit of Governor Snyder and the legislature, we have built up some rainy day fund to have some ability to withstand the beginning of a downturn. But we know from history that even the amount of money they've put away gets sopped up pretty quickly. The issue, going back to where we started, 60% of the general fund comes from income tax revenue. And when you think about what happens when there's a downturn, either people are laid off or they're taking pay cuts or the stock market goes south, and so there's less earnings through dividends and things like that. All of that results in less income, which shrinks the income tax. So this general fund that we're talking about is very susceptible to changing economic conditions. Is the state prepared? The state has went through this sort of thing a decade ago. Our organization, like a few others, was going around trying to help people understand at that time that we had both a structural budget problem and a cyclical budget problem. The cyclical budget problem would fix itself, but the structural problem required adjustments in state policies. And while there was some adjustment to give us the period that we've had over the last 6 or 7 years, they're building in new structural budget problems with these tax credits, with the highway funding spending, with the Faculty Michigan, the personal property tax reimbursement, so that we seem to be repeating the mistakes that we went through a decade ago.
So your report predicts that at the low end, there's going to be an impact of $2 billion on Michigan's general fund by fiscal year 2022. That's 20% of the general fund. Is there a way of explaining that? I mean, that's obviously a big number, but is there a way of explaining that that communicates to people just how severe the problem could be for Michigan, again, at the low end of what you're projecting?
Well, I go back to, again, what does that money buy? When you talk about 20% of a $10 billion budget, it's sort of abstract, but three out of every $10 are buying Medicaid funding and community health funding to help those with the least among us. And for every dollar the state spends on that, it's bringing in $3 from the federal government. So you can cut funding to Medicaid, but that means that you're going to lose a whole lot more of federal money coming in. About two of every $10 that goes into the general fund is for corrections. So you can nip at the edges of that, but that's not going to really affect things. In order to really make any savings to that part of the budget, you need to close prisons. That either means consolidating prisoners into other facilities or changing policies on who really needs to be locked away from society. About $1.50 from each of the $10 that goes into the general fund, paying for higher ed and community colleges. So cuts there, again, we can expect to see more increases in tuition. While they've already escalated, I've got a daughter in college, I'm fully aware of how much tuition costs. And, you know, it plays out again. I mentioned state revenue sharing before. I think one thing that we can foresee is the statutory state revenue sharing that our bigger cities like Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids rely on to maintain the services that their citizens expect will be at risk, and that's going to affect police and fire and parks and libraries and a number of other things. To take a 20% cut out of these services that are already less than they were going back to 2000, before things really started getting bad in Michigan, they've not really grown back to that level already. So we're talking about cutting them further, and that further affects the quality of life in Michigan.
Eric, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Gordon, I'm happy to do it, and I appreciate your time and your focus on our report.
Eric Lufer is the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Their report on the future of the state budget is available at crcmich.org. A link can also be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.